I'm looking at this is that's why the Bodhisattvas have no problem coming back to the Saha, this world to help beings because they still go through that, but then they are already pure, they act.
Yeah, nah, they no longer suffer, because they no longer deluded.
The right views and all that.
Yeah.
Although they have
that's why they
the
can
feelings,
live,
everything.
They can live life to the fullest, the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. So to them, at the fourth stage of Bodhi mind development, they already know samsara is nothing. That's why they can renounce samsara and continue with the cultivation. But to them, samsara is, you don't understand, you cannot understand why. Why they renounce samsara? Because samsara got no meaning to them already. You say, oh, bodhisattva, we take eons and eons and eons. You think you can make it? You think you can develop it? You think you can do it? Forget about it, lo, arahat, way faster. So the thought will tell them that because of the lack of understanding what the bodhisattva way is. Well, the bodhisattva, you read the Lotus Sutta, you remember when I shared? Finally, the Buddha in the Lotus Sutta said there is only one vehicle, which is the supreme vehicle. But that one is the complete understanding, understand now? Whereas the sainthood way, last time I tell you, this one is not extensive enough. That's how the coverage is like very basic, enough for you to pass exam, finish. You cannot understand life, you cannot stabilize the understanding, you don't have the awareness nature to see all this clearly. You only break free avijja, understand how? Like the five ascetic, anatta lakkhana sutta, clear. Finish. No more river. But they don't go and take the vow, no. They don't go and develop the extensive experiences of aeons and aeons of birth and death of what happened in the conditioned world, no. Means the universe and all those things, all the evolution, different civilization, different environment, condition, living being, all this. They say limitless. Wisdom is unending. You can actually cultivate, develop the understanding. But this one takes long period of cultivation and extensive exposure. That's why in the what they call Fa Hua San Bu Jing, the first one is Wu Liang Yi Jing, the sutra of innumerous meaning. And that one, all cultivation by Bodhisattva, the virtue, the wisdom of the Bodhisattva, the mind of the Bodhisattva, that one we have gone through, understand? So to be a Bodhisattva, only you can have those type of understanding, transformation, and mind. Then after that, the second one is what? Lotus Sutta, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing. And inside that, he talked about all the initial skillful means. They call it the what device? What device is it?
Expedient devices.
Expedient devices. Means they use these expedient devices and introduce the initial teaching to attract the sainthood way, then only teach the Lotus Sutta. Only those who have the condition. When the Buddha proclaimed the Lotus Sutta, you remember in the sutta how many thousand walk up?
Yeah.
They are all enlightened beings. No? They walk up because parami is not there. So not easy to go the bodhisattva way. You need a lot of understanding, perseverance, and extensive faith and dedication. People who manage to do it is because along the cultivation, they met with great beings, the Buddha and all those things. In fact, all the in the Lotus Sutta, all those great beings that they mentioned, they talk about they have come into contact with millions and millions of Sammasambuddha. You realize or not? Even Vimalakirti, he met 90 million Sammasambuddha. And to meet one also so difficult. No? They have met 90 million. No? That's why their cultivation is very extensive, very different from the sainthood way. So, Forget about what people say, what people tell you, because when they don't have that understanding or that cultivation of the Bodhisattva way, they will tell you based on their views, opinion, and conditioning and belief system. But when you have encountered great beings who have shown you the way of saying, then you have gone on this path long enough, sufficient enough, you become different. That's why the word is the Bodhisattva way, although very long, need a lot of patience, very tedious, very difficult. These are words of people who don't understand. But the word of those who understand, but very rewarding, understand how? The word is rewarding. Like Beng Li just now tried to say, but he doesn't know how to put it in the word. Means the Bodhisattva ever willing to come, understand how? You know, like I say, when you have this understanding, why do you scared of samsara? If I have this understanding that this life, at the age of 35, I connect, then I look at my life, everything was so perfect, like the way it's meant to be. Like everything already, not to say I plan, no. Yeah, I have this understanding and wisdom, the causes and conditions, all has been planted. That's why I use this word, I say, this life when I come, I didn't do anything. Did I lie? I didn't lie. Why? Well, I echoed and flow, and I saw all this happening. All the thing that is like beyond your wildest dream, impossible one, you can meet. And that thing can just arise and happen. All is because of that understanding. That's why when you have this understanding, you can come with that wisdom, that understanding, that karmic nature and the spiritual nature. Why not? Understand now. Like this life, you think, I'm miserable. Like a lot of the great beings, even Xu Yun, Xuan Hua, beginning of their life, a lot of what they call karmic thing to go through, a lot of suffering. Even this Xuan Hua, he was, I think, poisoned when he go to US. Then even the Xu Yun, Lao He Sang, he gone through a lot of what they call karmic difficulty, but he endured and he break free. And you look at even Hui Ning, born as a farmer, he also went through tough life. But then I look back, then I realize you have a choice how you want to come. I realize a lot of gripping initially, when they cultivate, their emphasis is on cultivation, cultivation, cultivation. But of course, finally, they have to do the 10 perfection and all those things. But you don't have that, what they call, extraordinary understanding to decide how you want to come. That's why I share with my daughter, my wife, and some Kayamita. I look at this like I come. I realize I have this understanding. I come. I don't depend on teacher, on others to support on. You realize or not? I am self-sufficient. I have my financial everything, my education, my understanding. And I don't need any support. Kayamita Fund is set up out of love and compassion for Kayamita, not for my use. Understand? In fact, I donate a lot to Kayamita Fund. But this is what my nature is. I don't want to come that way. That's why that tradition, that lineage of monkhood, I have done long, long time ago, for eons and eons ago. Until, that's why I told you I like Vimala Kitty. He liked to come as a lay person. Understand? So it's not how you appear, but different traditions love their lineage. Like Sakyamuni, he liked to set up this, what they call, the Sangha. Why? Because he checked back. This lineage, the Sasana is the longest. Understand? 5,000 years. The other type, the Sasana not so long. You understand? But if you want to remain long time as a Bodhisattva, why you want to think and worry about that Sasana how long? Understand? echoed and flown. The condition, that's why different beings, different understanding, they prefer their own way. So a lot of them, when they don't consider all those, they will come, they will encounter different type of difficulty. You go and check all the great Buddhist tradition, all the effort and all these people, they actually suffer. Even Chen Yan, when he was young. Then later on, he met Yin Sun. He wanted to ordain, cannot ordain. Luckily, Yin Sun accepted her and allowed her to ordain. And then the rest is history. So all this is your understanding. The joy is the individual being that goes through this journey. And it's rewarding because when you have this understanding, you don't have to suffer like this life. Actually, I say 1989, 35, at the age of 35, I connect and I develop the understanding. Like Sakyamuni Buddha, underneath the Bodhi tree, he was 35 years old. 29 years old, he left the palace, you know. 6 years later, 35, he became enlightened. And that one is very fast. Normally, to develop this type of awakening, even the sainthood way, you think easier. When you come as a human being this life, you don't know head or tail. You like ordinary people, gong gong tua, gong gong jia, gong gong si. But for you all got Dhamma based on the path, at least you are not so gong. You reach your career, you work, then you go through family life, then your past connect and bring you to the Dhamma, understand? But I ask you all friendly, at what age you seek the Dhamma? Then after you seek the Dhamma, how long after that only you learn all this understanding? By the time you hit this one, what is your age? And a lot of people worse than you, a lot of them 80 years old only can develop the understanding. Some, after they pass away, they still don't have this understanding. So what happened is, ability to have all this understanding depend on your cultivation, your past, karmic, evolution, understanding. So what I want to share here with you is, I was requested by Maitreya to actually bring forth this understanding of mind, the Bodhisattva way, and the true Dhamma of the Theravada and Mahayana teaching to share with the world. Where this one, they realize very few people can teach like that and share like that. So mind is one of the way I evolve out. You don't have to follow me, understand? For mind, I like it this way. I like to come as a lay person. I like to connect early. I like to seek the highest wisdom at any one time. That's why this life is like everything falls into place, like very blessed. Even my childhood, my education, everything until university, then 1989, I connect. Then life after that was so beautiful. I lived the third phase of Dhamma at the age of 35 onward now.